What are some of the things that most people don't know about homeless people that you wish that they did know? Do we who don't engage the Topeka Rescue Mission on a daily basis, do we have a misconception? Do we have an idea that you'd like to dissuade us of? Or
yeah, maybe so. You know, I mean, there's two. And I think one is starting or has been getting better in regards to the perception, and that is all of them are mentally ill and alcoholics and drug addicts. Most of our community knows that's not the case anymore. It's not the hobo, the bum. It's not the lazy. However, on the opposite end of that whole spectrum is this, for lack of a better term, the romantic view of the homeless. You know, poor people just fell in hard times, and, you know, all we need to do is just give them a place to sleep and something to eat, and they're going to be okay and live happily ever after. No. That's the one that we see on television in a movie, a Christmas movie about a homeless person, you know, and everything looks really great. Homelessness and poverty and hunger and all the things that are associated with it is ugly. It's ugly. It's sad. It's frightening. It's scary. And it's multifaceted. There are so many now more individuals who really don't have what we would consider, what I would consider, to be a really good opportunity to do something really good with their lives. Economically, educationally, generational poverty now. We're at an all-time high in this country with childhood poverty. Kansas is no different. Shawnee County is one of the top poverty problems for children's poverty in the state of Kansas. Out of 105 counties, I think we're number 96 on the list. 105 is the worst. So helping the homeless is complicated. Helping those who are in poverty to address poverty issues is complicated. And it's not a quick fix. It does take a lot of consistent involvement on the part of people to help people. I learned a long time ago through a book called The Tragedy of American Compassion that there's two definitions of compassion. One is the desire to alleviate someone's suffering. That sounds pretty good. You know, I'd like to alleviate someone's suffering. Unless they're a heroin addict and they come up to me and say, I'm suffering right now. Can I have a fix? That's not real compassion. Compassion really is, if you go back to Noah Webster and how he started defining things from the Latin, means calm, means to come alongside. Passion means to suffer. True compassion is suffering with that person. In order to help people to address those issues, we as a community, we as a nation, have got to not just write checks and not just throw some soup into a soup bowl for somebody, but we actually have to walk along with them and suffer with them. It doesn't mean become like them.
What has kept you going all these years? I mean, I can only imagine you go into work every day and you're surrounded by, for lack of a better word, misery and depression and things that most people don't want to go to work and face every day.
The title of the book is In Darkness, A Light Still Shines. I walk into darkness every single day. But when I step away from the mission, I walk into darkness in other places too. It's not just confined to a homeless shelter. People have darkness in their lives. What does darkness mean? Whatever you want it to mean. That's not good. It's discouraging. It's depression. It's sadness. It's loss. Those are the dark things of this fallen world that we live in. You know, we kind of sugarcoat things out here. We watch television, pick up a magazine, or get on our eye, whatever, and everything goes away for a little bit, and then all that shuts down, and we look around, there's still problems. People are having many losses, whether it's a job or a family member or a relationship or whatever it is, it's dark. Well, that's what I see, both places, inside and outside the mission. And in spite of all that, in the midst of the darkness, there's a light that still shines. What is the light? My firm understanding out of John 1:5 is light's Christ. And that light of Christ is purpose and hope, and that light's going to be brighter than that dark is. And so when I walk in the mission, I've had my own darkness in my own life, and I've been around a lot of people that have. There's that kind of light that's an opportunity for everybody who stays at the Topeka Rescue Mission, comes in for a meal. Not everybody sees it. Not everybody embraces it. Not everybody wants it, but it's there. And that's what's kept me going.